ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಗಣಾನಾಂ ತ್ವಾ ಗಣಪತಿಂ ಹವಾಮಹೇ. ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠರಾಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಾಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಸ್ಪತ ಆನಶೃಣ್ವನ್ನೋತಿಭಿಃ ಸೀದ ಸಾದನಂ ಶ್ರೀಮಹಾಗಣಾಧಿಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಶ್ರೀಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ: ಇದಂ ಶರೀರಂ ಕೌಂತೇಯ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಮಿತ್ಯಭಿಧೀಯತೆ ಏತದ್ಯೋ ವೇತ್ತಿ ತಂ ಪ್ರಾಹುಃ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞ ಇತಿ ತದ್ವಿದಃ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಸರ್ವಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು ಭಾರತ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಯೋರ್ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಯತ್ತ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮತಂ ಮಮ. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಟೂ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಇನ್ a very important chapter, the 13th adhyaya. There is a saying, wise saying in Sanskrit, sarva siddha trayodashi. Trayodashi is the sarva siddha. All accomplishment is in trayodashi, very sacred tithi. Anyway, trayodasha adhyaya is also like that. Sarva siddha, the moksha, is there in Trayodashadhyaya, in the 13th adhyaya. Because the first six chapters are about tvam padartha, about the individual. Who am I? That is the first six chapters. The second six chapters, namely 7 to 12, is tat padartha, that reality, called also Ishvara. What is that? Tat. So, then comes the rest of the six chapters. They are called Asipadartha in Tattvamasi. So, they establish the oneness between Tvam and Tat. That is the conclusion. You understand Tvam and know Tat, that is not enough. The real culmination, that Sarva Siddhi, accomplishment of the whole, is in the Asi, the oneness. Therefore, Sarva Siddha Trayodashi. In that respect, the Trayodasha Adhyaya, is the 13th chapter, is very important. And in that, the first two verses are the sutra it is. It is like the aphorism. And you understand these two verses well, the rest of the Adhyaya is only elaboration on this sutra. So, anyway, Shri Krishna addresses Arjuna as Kaunteya. I am talking as if I am saying this for the first time. I think in the last class also probably we have seen these verses only, but still the verses are ever fresh. Freshness, you look at the vision always fresh, and it is nitya nutanam and ever fresh, and it is a constant amazement. So that is the hallmark of a sadhaka. The sadhaka should not get accustomed to it. Yeah, this kshetra kshetrajna is a routine stuff. So if it becomes the routine stuff, then that means you have lost all of it. Already you have put it in one compartment of the intellect, and so it has lost its value. It doesn't stir you anymore. It doesn't move you anymore. And so, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, idam shariram kaunteya, it becomes repetitive. Repeating is correct, but I am not against repeating, because we repeat all the time. I am against repetitiveness. There is a big difference between the two. For example, I am not repeating. It is not repetitiveness. Though I am repeating, there is no repetitiveness because the verse, the vision, is ever fresh. And so we look at it with wonder and amazement. Every single time we say the verse. It is something like looking at the rising sun. You don't look at the rising sun from the memory of earlier experience. You don't do that. That is wrong way to do. Rising sun, very good photo op. You have wasted a marvelous opportunity to commune with the God. You will get a good photograph only. That is all you will have. One among many in the albums. Countless. Who will look off? Who will look at all those things? They will be sitting in the garage. So when you enter into the home through the garage, you see all these photo albums there. So this photo album buddhi means always looking at from the memory of earlier experience. That is the photo buddhi. So that is not conducive for the vision of Shastra. It is always fresh. Idam shariram kaunteya. What a statement it is. That idam word, every time it looks fresh. Hey Kaunteya, hey Arjuna. So I am starting the story once again. I don't have a target to finish the chapter and all that. My target is 12:30. That is my target. So, I'll be saying something or the other till 12:30. You see whether you get something out of it. God bless you. So, hey Kaunteya. Kunta, not Kunti. Kunti I have said already. Kunta. Kunta is a particular weapon used in ancient warfare. It is a spear-like weapon which has a very sharp point. Very sharp it is. That is the weapon called Kunta. And Kushagra Buddhi, like Kusha. So the reed, the Darbha reed has very sharp edge. And the Buddhi is like as sharp as that reed. Reed's point. That is one drishtanta for good, for very refined thinking. And another drishtanta is Kunta. So Kuntagra Buddhi. His mind is so well trained and disciplined and so creative that it can see the truth. It is not overwhelmed by appearances. Appearances means namarupa. So the mind can see through the appearance. That is called the sukshma buddhi. You need such a mind. Drishyate tvagriyaya buddhya sukshmaya sukshmadarshibhihi. Esha atma gudhaha. This atma is, it hides itself. Or it is hiding in a very strong way, big way. It is not easy to find it out. You need to see through this hiding and discover that atma. You need a very sharp, incisive, and creative, not repetitive, creative buddhi. I can repeat all the verses of Gita. That is not what we need. That has its own glory. I am not saying anything against it. But that is not what you need. You need a very creative mind. If you want me to put it in my language, I will put it as, you need an empty mind, which is not burdened by images and notions and all that. A mind, not a blank mind, empty mind, which is very open and very sharp and very creative. You need that mind. Hey Arjuna, you have it. That's why Arjuna is addressed as, hey Kaunteya, idam shariram. The body is idam, this. Idam idantakrantam. It is always this. This I have explained. But there is one more thing about idam. Idanta parispanditam. So, ది బాడీ ఈజ్ మూమెంట్ వైబ్రేషన్ స్పందన ఈజ్ వైబ్రేషన్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ఎ వైబ్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇదం దిస్ జగత్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఎ వైబ్రేషన్ యాజ్ ది మైండ్ వైబ్రేట్స్ ఇట్ గివ్స్ ది ఐడియా ఆఫ్ జగత్ యు ఆర్ వాచింగ్ ద మూవీ అండ్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ఇట్ వాట్ ఈజ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ది వైబ్రేషన్ ద ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీ ఆఫ్ ఎ పర్టికులర్ ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీ ఆఫ్ లైట్ దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ఎ పర్టికులర్ ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ రెడ్ అనదర్ ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీ అపియర్స్ యాజ్ యెల్లో ఆల్ ది కలర్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ది ఇంటెన్సిటీ ఆఫ్ ది ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీస్ దే అపియర్ యాజ్ బ్లాక్ అండ్ వైట్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫార్ నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ మల్టిపుల్ ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీస్ వైబ్రేటింగ్ ఇట్ గివ్స్ యూ అన్ ఐడియా ఆఫ్ హీరో హీరోయిన్ డాన్సింగ్ దిస్ అండ్ దాట్ శృంగార రస కరుణ రస ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ వైబ్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ మల్టిపుల్ ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద స్పందనం అండ్ వాట్ అబౌట్ దిస్ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఈజ్ ఎ ఫినామినల్ యూనివర్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ మూమెంట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ వేవ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ బుద్ధిస్ట్ ఫిలాసఫర్స్ దట్ దే హ్యావ్ టాక్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ అపియరింగ్ యాజ్ ద మైండ్ యాజ్ ది వరల్డ్ గౌడపాదాచార్య హీ యూజెస్ ది లాంగ్వేజ్ ఎకిన్ విత్ బుద్ధిస్ట్ ఫిలాసఫీ ఇన్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ది వరల్డ్ యాజ్ ఎన్ అపియరెన్స్ ఎ వైబ్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ దట్స్ వై ఇన్ దక్షిణామూర్తి స్తోత్రం ఇన్ సచ్ ప్లేసెస్ వీ యూజ్ ది వర్డ్ స్ఫురణం ఇట్ ఈజ్ వైబ్రేటింగ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ సో ఇదం దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ ఇదం ఆల్వేజ్ అపియరింగ్ యాజ్ దిస్ 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 ఆల్వేజ్ వైబ్రేటింగ్ లైక్ దిస్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ ఎ పర్టికులర్ వైబ్రేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ గివెన్ ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీ దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వాట్ యూ కాల్ టేబుల్ ఇట్ అపియర్స్ సాలిడ్ వెరాజ్ విండ్ ఇట్ డజంట్ అపియర్ సాలిడ్ యూ డోంట్ ఈవెన్ సీ విత్ ఐస్ వాట్ కుడ్ బి ది రీజన్ విండ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో మ్యాటర్ టేబుల్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో మ్యాటర్ వేర్ ఈస్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీ దట్ ఈస్ ది డిఫరెన్స్ సో దిస్ బాడీ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఎ థింగ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఎన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ ఫ్రీక్వెన్సీ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ వేవ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ మూమెంట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఎ వేవ్ వేవ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ థింగ్ వేవ్ డజంట్ సిట్ దేర్ వాట్ సిట్స్ దేర్ ఈజ్ నాట్ వేవ్ సో వేవ్ ఈజ్ ఎ మూమెంట్ అండ్ సో ది బాడీ ఈజ్ ఎ మూమెంట్ ఇదం దట్స్ వై బీయింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ మూమెంట్ ఇట్ డిసింటిగ్రేట్స్ ఇట్ చేంజెస్ మూమెంట్ మీన్స్ చేంజెస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ బై యు సీ నౌ అండ్ యు సీ నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ యు డోంట్ టేక్ బాత్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ రివర్ ట్వైస్ ది సేమ్ రివర్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ ద రివర్ ఈస్ గాన్ ఓన్లీ ది ప్రవాహ బుద్ధి ఈస్ దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ థింక్ ద రివర్ ఈజ్ వెన్ ఎవర్ ఐ గో టు హృషికేశ్ దేర్ ఈస్ ది గంగా ఆల్వేస్ ద సేమ్ గంగా ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ది సేమ్ గంగా వెన్ ఎవర్ యూ గో టు హృషికేశ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ది సేమ్ గంగా ఫ్రమ్ మూమెంట్ టు మూమెంట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ గంగా లవ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్ బట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ ద రివర్ ఈజ్ సో ది వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ లైక్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ మైండ్ అండ్ ది బాడీ ఈజ్ ది సేమ్ బాడీ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ మోర్ దాన్ ఎన్ ఐడియా ఇన్ ది మైండ్ and so it is always idam and here Shri Krishna points out the distinction it is so tadvidaha those who know tad is not ekavachanam so tadve kshetrancha kshetrajnyascha kshetra kshetrajnyau tau vidanti it tadvidaha tau those two tadvidaha means It is not the knowers of Kshetra, those who know Kshetra, wrong. Those who know Kshetrajna, wrong. Those who know Kshetra and Kshetrajna, they are the Tadvidaha. So they know the two, that means they discern, they know the distinction. One is Vishaya, Idam, the seen. The other, Kshetrajna, is Vishayi, ever the reality or ever the essence of seer always the seer never the seen whereas idam the body shariram idam it is ever the seen never the seer. But it masquerades as the seer. For example, suppose the touch is known. Known to whom? Known to the body. To the sense of touch is there for the skin. Therefore the skin knows. So now the skin has become knower. No, you are wrong. Skin is never the knower. It appears as though it is the knower. Eyes see. No. Eyes are not the knower. Eyes are seen only. But it appears as though they are the seer. Therefore, so this is the confusion between the Vishaya and Vishayi. So the idam shariram, this body, include the senses. They are also sharira. You see, sharira is of three kinds. Sthola sharira, that is this physical body. Then sukshma sharira is also there, also called linga sharira. That is also idam only. Your linga sharira, your subtle body is known to you. It is idam. And it is also disintegrating because all the sense organs, five of them, and the five organs of action, and then the five prana, pranapana, vyana, udana, samana, and manaha, yantahkaranam, shodasha, these 16, shodashakal of purushaha, these 16 put together, that bundle of 16 elements, that is the sukshma sharira. That is also a bundle. Any bundle, you made it into a bundle, it will disintegrate. All of it will get dispersed. So, idam shariram. So, mind, the sense organs, including ahankara. Ahankara also is idam only. We will come to all that when we come to it. So, vishaya, vishayi. None of these are the vishayi. They are all vishaya. They are all idam. Even the mind is idam. Mind is not the knower. It appears to be the knower. It parades as the knower, but it is not the knower. So, idam shariram, vishaya vishayi. And then, in this, the important distinction, tadvidaha, you know, kshatra kshatrajna vidaha, you have to know both kshatra and kshatrajna. I am explaining the word tadvidaha. So, the idam, the body, physical as well as mind, is ever-changeful. Ever-changeful. It is changing. Even as I sit here, the body is changing, the mind is changing. The body before the class is not the same, the body after the class. The mind before the class and the mind after the class, it is never the same. The mind before the class is a bit apprehensive. Ayo, this class, how it will go, what it will go, so apprehensive. The mind after the class is relieved. Oh my God, the class is done. So it is never the same. Ever changeful. And whereas the kshetrajna is kutasthaha, never changes. It is like the mountain peak. Kuta is the mountain peak. The mountain peak remains the same. Seasons vary, but the mountain peak remains the same. That is the example. Or you can even take the meaning of the anvil of the goldsmith or the ironsmith. The anvil, it doesn't change, it just remains the same. So, that is kutasthaha, kshatrajnaha kutasthaha. Then, idam is an appearance. It is not real. Idam, like a movie. Is it real? Yeah, it is real. Why? Bhati. It is appearing. Not just appearing, it is shining. Shining. Therefore, it is real. No. So, this is called sthola buddhi. Because it is shining, it is real. Because it is appearing, it is real. This is called sthola buddhi. Then how? Kaunteya. We need sukshma buddhi. What is the sukshma buddhi? It is not real. Why? Because it is appearing. Are? Because it is appearing, you say it is not real. Yeah. What appears? Is an appearance. What is the meaning of appearance? It is not real. And so, it is an appearance, it is an apparition, and it is a phantom. It is not real. Whereas kshatrajna is real. So, Shankara, he says, this confusion between Kshetra and Kshetrajna, he gave a name to it. Golden words, it may be written in golden words. In Adhyasa Bhashya, he says, Satyanaruta Mithunikaranam. It is the confusion, the mixing up of Satya and Anuruta. Truth, real and the unreal. Anuruta is Asatya. Satya and Anuruta. So these two are mixed up. So it is Satyanaruta Mithunikaranam. It is not Satya Satya Mithunikaranam. They are Dvaitins. They say it is Satya Satya Mithunikaranam. Mix up or confusion between one real and the other real. Both are real. Body is real. Kshetrajna is real. Both are real. There is a confusion. These are the Dvaitins. Both are unreal. And there is a confusion between unreal Kshetrajna and unreal Kshetra. These are the Kshanika Vijnanavadins or Shunyavadins. Whereas Vedantins say it is not Asu Anuruta Anuruta. It is not Satya Satya. It is Satya Anuruta Mithunikarana. It is the confusion between the real Kshetrajna and the Mithya Kshetram. So those who know the Kshetra and Kshetrajna thus, the way I described now, thus those who know Kshetra and Kshetrajna both, they are called Tadvidaha. So Idam Shariram. This body is Kshetram. It is the Kshetra. I was discussing this. So, it is the field. Field of what? Bhoga Kshetram. Bhoga. Field of Bhoga. Bhoga means enjoyment of. Here both Sukha and Dukkha. We enjoy Sukha and we enjoy Dukkha. You take the word enjoy properly. It is not like they serve some food and say enjoy. It's not like that. Bhoga means Sukha Bhoga, Dukkha Bhoga. Both are called bhoga. So, that bhoga is possible only because of this field called the body. So, bhoga kshetra. It is not only bhoga kshetra, it is a karma kshetra. It is the field in which there is activity. Like Kurukshetra. The body is the Kurukshetra. The Kurukshetra that is there in Haryana, it is symbolic. That is, you take Gita as symbolic at this point of time. We'll see its historicity and other things are different. That is a different discussion. So you can take it as symbolically. In fact, for students of Gita, it is better to take it symbolically. More emphasis on symbolism is better. We are not students of comparative religion and all that, you know. So, that is not what we are doing. We are not studying historicity, epic, this and that. That is not what we are studying. Gita is the moksha shastra. It is just lifted out of Mahabharata and only that piece we are studying. We are not studying entire Mahabharata because this is the moksha shastra. Entire Mahabharata is not moksha shastra. It is karma shastra, it is bhakti shastra, so many shastras it is. Whereas Gita is the moksha shastra. Includes karma, bhakti, other things as they apply to moksha, not in a general way. Therefore, Kurukshetra is not a place where some battle happened. This is the Kurukshetra. Kuru is karma. Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam Gita. So Kuru is karma. Kurukshetra means karma kshetra. And dharma kshetra. That karma should be the right action. Therefore it is dharma kshetra. And you see, once I went to Puri. Puri, Jagannath Puri. Got down in the railway station. And hired a rickshaw. We have rickshaws there. Probably now also they are there. Long back I am telling. So, the rickshawala, I asked him, you take me to a dharmashala. Because you stay in a dharmashala. This is the Indian situation. Sometime back, nowadays probably I would ask, where is a 5-star hotel like that. But in those days I was like that. And so I asked, take me to a dharmashala. He asked me, what is that? What is dharmashala? And so I don't know the synonym for dharmashala. I told dharmashala, he is taking me. And so we are going and going. అండ్ ధర్మశాల, ఇది ఆస్కింగ్ ధర్మశాల, ధర్మశాల, దేర్ ఇస్ నో ధర్మ, హీ థాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సమ్ అడ్రస్. అండ్ ఎనీవే, సో వీ హ్యావ్ గాన్ ఆల్రెడీ 1 or 2 miles, 10, 15, 20 minutes, అండ్ దెన్ ఐ ఆస్క్ ఏ జెంట్మెన్, సార్ వేర్ ఈజ్ ధర్మశాల? హీ టోల్డ్ మీ, ఓ యు వాంట్ క్షేత్రం? ఐ టోల్డ్ క్షేత్రం, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ష్యూర్, ఐ వాంట్ ఎ ధర్మశాల. యా యా, ఐ గాట్ ది పాయింట్, యు ఆర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆంధ్ర, ఎస్ ఓకే, సో ధర్మశాల వాట్ యు కాల్ ఈజ్ క్షేత్రం. సో హీ టోల్డ్ క్షేత్రం, దెన్ వెన్ ఐ ఈ రిక్షా వాలా హెడ్ అవర్ కన్వర్జేషన్, హీ టోల్డ్ మీ యు వాంట్ క్షేత్రం, యా, సో హీ డజన్ వాంట్ ఎనీ మోర్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్, హీ నోస్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్, అండ్ సో హీ టుక్ మీ టు క్షేత్రం. యు నో వేర్ ఈస్ దిస్ క్షేత్రం? అడ్జసెంట్ టు ది రైల్వే స్టేషన్. వీ కేమ్ బ్యాక్ టు ది రైల్వే స్టేషన్, సో ట్రావెల్డ్ 2 miles అండ్ కేమ్ బ్యాక్ టు ది రైల్వే స్టేషన్, అలా జస్ట్ పాస్ ది రైల్వే స్టేషన్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ స్టాప్డ్. దెన్ ఐ లుక్డ్, దేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రిటర్న్ క్షేత్రం, ఇట్ వాజ్ రిటర్న్ దేర్. సో ఐ ఎంటర్డ్ దేర్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ స్ట్రగుల్ ఐ గాట్ ఎ రూమ్ అండ్ స్టేడ్ ఫర్ ఎ డే. సో దిస్ బాడీ ఈజ్ క్షేత్రం, దిస్ ఇస్ ది క్షేత్ర, ది ధర్మశాల ఇట్ ఈస్, ధర్మక్షేత్ర, యు నో ధర్మశాల, ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ యువర్ హోమ్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ క్షేత్రం, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ వేర్ యూ స్టే ఫర్ ఎ వాయిల్, ఫర్ ఎ డే, ఫర్ ఎ డే, దిస్ ఇస్ ఇదో శరీరం కౌంతేయ క్షేత్రమిత్య విధీయతే. అండ్ నౌ ఆఫ్టర్ స్టేయింగ్ ఫర్ ఎ డే దేర్, సపోజ్ ఐ స్టార్ట్ గివింగ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ టు ది పీపుల్ వర్కింగ్ దేర్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్, saying that this is my room, that you keep there like that, they will neck you out. They won't tolerate any such thing. They will neck you out. Bhagavan also will do the same thing. You don't say my body, me body and all those things. He will come and neck us out. Because it is not your body. It is not you the body. It is a kshetram. It is a dharma kshetra. Means a dharmashala. You stay there for dharma, means free. You do there dharma, means do some good actions. So you can stay here free, you need not pay anything. And you can do a few good actions. But then don't ever say me and mine. The moment you say me and mine, you have committed the greatest crime in this life. So you cannot own it, you do not own it. This is how the knowledge of kshetra, kshetrajna. You are the kshetrajna, you are not the kshetra. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetramityabhidhiyate. Now, so Shankara, he says, kshetrajna. Who is this kshetrajna? One who knows this body, the knower of this body. Apadatalamastakam. I was saying this also. Now I remember in the last class, apadatalamastakam jnanena vishayikaroti. He makes it an object of knowledge from head to, from feet to the tip of the toes to the head. Jnanena vishayi karoti. And Shankara says, swabhavikena aupadeshikena va. Whether you have attended the 13th chapter class or not, you are objectifying the body. Swabhavikena. In a normal way you are objectifying the body. Svabhava also means ajnana. Means even an ajnani is objectifying the body. He is looking at the body as idam only. He is not looking at as in any other way. He looks at it and it is idam. But he is totally confused. That is the confusion problem. Then aupadeshikena. So you sit in a class and then the question is asked. What is this body? This body. You are saying idam. Saying idam. In fact, if you ask children, what is the nose? The child is still learning small words. So, what is the nose? This. What is the ears? This. What is the mouth? The child did not get it right. This. No, 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 not this. This. You correct the child. The child says this, you say this. So you don't need any upadesha for it. Svabhavikena, upadeshikena va. So you are always objectifying the body, and so you are not the body. Then who am I? You see, who am I question is not going to be answered the way you want to answer, you like the answer. It will not be answered like that. You have to understand the question correctly. If you understand it, if you don't understand it correctly, then you expect some answer for it. If you answer this question, who am I question, you have answered means you have made a mistake. Therefore, don't answer it. Or if you give an answer, you see that you do not make any assertion about it. Don't assert any answer. Don't say, who am I? Who are you? I am a professor. Don't say that. Don't be assertive like that. I am a father. I am a citizen, American. Don't be assertive like that. You say only this much. Here is the body. And then who are you? I am aware of the body. Means a very limited description of the knower. He is the knower. Knower of Kshetra. Kshetrajnaha. What is he absolutely? No, you don't ask, I won't tell. With reference to body, what are you? I am Kshetrajnaha. That is the... So I am Kshetrajnaha, that's all. Only that much it can be said in a relative sense. The absolute way you cannot say. Anyway, you may say also probably, we will see that. But now this body is the Kshetra. It is like I am sitting in the Dharmashala in Puri. Somebody asked, sir, who are you? I told, yeah, I am a guest in this Dharmashala. Oh, he left me there and he went inside. Because he doesn't want a guest. He wants the one who runs the Dharmashala, called Kothari. He is looking for Kothari. Because Kothari has to make give some payment to him. This guest is not concerned. So, if this person comes and asks me, sir, who are you? I won't say, I am a professor in Hyderabad. That is irrelevant. That is not the point. What will he do with that information? You tell him, I am staying a guest in this Dharmashala. That is all he wants. Because he is looking for an official of the Dharmashala. He doesn't want these guests. He wants an official. So that answer is good enough for him. Similarly, we are in Vedanta. We are in Atma Vidya. So, sir, who are you? I am an American. Or I am... These kind of answers are irrelevant. That is not the point here. Who are you? I am Kshetrajnaha. So, etad jo vetti, so saha Kshetrajnaha. We have come up to that. Then, the first stage, first step. Then comes another step, second step. In two steps, entire Vedanta is covered. In two steps. The first step is over. So, in the first step, we recognize, we see clearly the unreal as the unreal, the disintegrating as the disintegrating, the changeful as the changeful, the other as the other. That is what we do. Suppose you look at the other as myself. That is not the correct way of looking at the things. You look at the other as the other. This is called viveka. What is the truth? Seeing the false as the false. Is the truth? That is the truth. So, here, that is how kshetrajnaha. So the one who knows the kshetra as kshetra without getting any confusion. So this kshetrajna means you step aside from kshetra. Don't identify with it. Step aside means in a figurative way, not in a physical way. So, step aside as it were from the kshetra. Don't say me. Don't say mine. Don't say all that. Just look at it as a witnessing awareness. That is the kshetrajna. Another name for kshetrajna is sakala buddhi pratyaya sakshi. Shankara. So, Shankara not here, elsewhere. So, be the witness. to all movement of the mind. Okay, I am the witness. But what about the body? Well, I already told you, body is another pratyaya in the buddhi. It is another movement in the buddhi. Therefore, body is also covered. When you say sakala buddhi pratyaya, body is also covered. Or you can cover it again one more time. So, I am the witnessing awareness, witness of the body. This is the kshetrajna. See, I am always amazed at the profundity of this oneness. Either it is very profound or it is outright crazy. Outright crazy it is. So, this mental hospital patients are there, you know, some chronic mental hospital patients. No medicine will treat him. He is a gone case. He is a crazy guy. He is schizophrenic. And so he is saying something. It is that. Unmatta pralapaha. That is how Bhashyakara has pointed out. Shri Krishna's words, are they unmatta pralapa? Are they some silly thing told by a schizophrenic person? A chronic schizophrenic patient? Or is it very profound? One of the two. It has to go to this extreme or that extreme. It cannot fit anywhere in the middle. In fact, the average mind is very untrained mind and undisciplined mind and extremely dull, because it stops at the very surface of an experience. For example, I look ahead and I see pot. Therefore, pot is satyam. This is the average dull mind, because it is not trained properly. It is not disciplined properly. This average mind, it cannot even raise the question whether there is anything behind the appearance. Suppose pot is. Will a normal person raise this question? Pot is means what? Pot is means pot. Whether a pot, which is obviously an appearance, you cannot say that pot has entered your eyes and entered your brain and made itself known to you, very pakka, it is pot. It is not like that. So, it is some light thrown by the blessed thing, whatever it is, and what you call pot is obviously your interpretation of a sensation. Some light has fallen on the eyes and the mind has interpreted this optical sensation. So, the light that falls on the eyes, it causes some movement in those rods and tubes, whatever they are. Some rods and tubes are there in the eye. Very worrying statement. Oh, some rods and tubes are there? Yeah. Some rods and tubes are there. Tubes are something else. And so optical cones, huh? Cones, rods and cones, my God. Tubes is better than cones. So they are sitting there and so they vibrate, and therefore some vibrations will, how many vibrations will come? Say, I am seeing pot. How many vibrations could be there? Not less than 10 million vibrations. And all these 10 million vibrations are integrated by the brain. Mind is still far away. Now brain, there is a brain, eyes of optical center. There these vibrations are integrated. Integration means there is a transformation is involved in that. So, computer people must be knowing, it is called Fourier transformation. So, multiple sensations are put together by using a mathematical algorithm, whatever, and you get a spike like that. One peak will come. That peak is not what you got from the eyes. That peak is the result of integration of countless vibrations, nerve currents that have come from the eyesight, from the eyes. And then the mind, that is up to that here, then from here. Mind in Vedanta is here, not here. దిస్ ఈజ్ మస్తిష్క, ద ఫిజికల్ ఆర్ ఎనటామికల్ కాంపోనెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ దట్ ఈస్ హియర్, వెరాస్ ది యాక్చువల్ మైండ్ ఈస్ హియర్, హృదయం ఇట్ ఈస్ హియర్. సో దిస్ మైండ్ ఇట్ గివ్స్ ఎన్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ మెమొరీ. What is this memory? You all know. It is the software that you have already loaded. That is what memory is. It is called memory. 32 megabyte or 64 megabyte. It is memory. And based on that memory, you interpret. So, if you go to Intel Museum, they will say, you press A. It shows 01-00-101. That is A. So, some such code. So, similarly, mind has its own code, its own memory. Out of that, it gives an interpretation. The name of the interpretation is part. Now, this part, which is nothing more than an idea in your mind, has it got anything to do with the reality that is outside? The answer is no. So, what you see is part. And what you see, what you interpret, what you speak, vajarambhanam, that is the part. What is not part. Mrityaketyeva satyam. So, anyway, so the point is, the average mind, it doesn't examine all these things. It is carried away by the superficiality of it all. And so part is real. This is how the average mind operates. So, you have to train the mind. You have to train it. Not only train it, you have to discipline it. Training is not enough. If you train a person very well, but he doesn't have a discipline, he will become a trained monster. And he will destroy the society and he will destroy himself. So, training is required and also disciplining is required. So, you see what happens, when the mind is trained and disciplined, then the mind, it tempers the imagination with reason. An untrained mind, it is carried away by its own imagination, like saying pot is real. It imagines a pot and assumes that to be true. In fact, it is the nature of the mind to first imagine. Create means imagine only, and then take its own creation to be real. First you say he is enemy, you imagine, and then say that is real. This is how the human mind works. Therefore, the trained and disciplined mind will not be carried away by its own imagination. It has this imagination, and then it tempers the imagination with reason. But then, to know kshetrajna, even that is not enough. By still greater discipline, the mind can penetrate the noumenon, the reality behind all the phenomena, the changeless behind all the changeful many. The changeful are many, and behind the changeful many, there is a changeless noumenon. And to penetrate to that level, penetrate means don't take it physically. It is not drilling oil and all that. I am worried whether you will take it in a literal sense instead of taking the metaphorical meaning. So, a further disciplined and trained mind can really penetrate the appearances, the changeful many, the apparent many, and it can arrive at the noumenon, one behind the many. This is the most fascinating discovery for the mind and most intriguing discovery also, because apparently it is all many, but underneath it is one. It is one appearing as many. What a thing it is. One, this is Maya. Because if one appears as one, no issue at all. We are all free and liberated. But then, one appearing as many, and then changeless appearing as changeful. Then the being appearing as the becoming. This is the Maya. And you do require a very incisive, trained, disciplined and pure mind. What is the impurity? If you say mind me, your mind is unfit to know the truth. It's straight away gone. Unfit. Suppose you say friend and foe, you are a victim of your own images. Gone. You are unfit to know the noumenon behind the appearances of friend and foe. You need a moral purity by which you rise above the opposites of dharma and adharma. You need that viveka, that samabuddhi, that even-handedness by which you rise above the opposites of friend and foe, good and evil, all sukha dukkha. So, unless you identify with the body, you cannot have sukha dukkha opposites. So, one who can rise above these opposites, one who has trained and disciplined the mind in such a way, so that mind, it gets intrigued, it gets baffled, but it is at the same time fascinated by the pursuit, by the search, and so the mind will return to the search again and again. So such a mind is needed to understand the second part of the verse. Kshetrajñam chapi mām viddhi. That is not the end of the sentence. Sarva kshetreshu bhārata. So, if you leave that sarva kshetreshu, it is like you left the torso behind and kept the head only. Because kshetrajñam chapi mām viddhi is not the complete sentence. Before kshetrajñam, you have to put sarva kshetreshu kshetrajñam. That is what you have to put. Suppose you put it that way in the verse, it will not fit into the meter. Sarva kshetreshu kshetrajñam chapi mām viddhi bhārata doesn't fit well. You see, this Annam Bhatta, who is the author of Tarka Sangraha, Tarka, Indian Logic, a great book, simple book, but a small book, but very great book. He wrote the entire text. It is in prose. So, entire text he has finished. He thought, let me put one small verse for prayer at the beginning. Only that is remaining. Everything, text is all finished. So, he is struggling because he is a logician. He knows how to write prose, logic prose. He doesn't know how to make a poem. A verse he is beyond him. But he was fascinated to put a verse because everybody is putting a verse there. Let me put my own verse. And one half he finished. Balanam sukha bodhaya kriyate tarka sangraha. That half he finished. And now one more quarter is there. And one more quarter also will come. So kriyate is made. The text called Tarka Sangraha for the easy understanding of logic for people is made kriyate, passive voice. By whom? By Annam Bhattena. Who is this Annam Bhatta? He is a vidwan, Tarka vidwan. So Vidushannam Bhattena he wrote. But it is not fitting. Vidushannam Bhattena is only 7 syllables. We want 8, one more syllable he wants. He is beyond him, it is beyond him. He could not manage that. How to struggle? Then his granddaughter was there. She also started learning some Sanskrit. She asked him, Tata, Tata means grandfather, what is this Annam Bhatta is a Telugu guy probably, I don't know. So they say like that. So the name doesn't sound like that. Anyway, so grandfather, why are you so annoyed and disturbed? Why? He said, I have finished the entire book. It is all ready for publication. And even the prayer verse is also ready. One quarter is remaining. What is the problem? That chandas is not fitting. The meter is not fitting. So what is it? Vidushannam Bhattena. Then she told, గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్ రివర్స్ ఇట్. అన్నం భట్టేన విదుషా హోగయ కామ్ డన్, ది జాబ్ ఇస్ డన్. హీ వాజ్ ఎక్స్టాటిక్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ సర్వక్షేత్రేషు భారత, దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్. క్షేత్రజ్ఞం చాపి మాం విద్ధి, యు స్టాప్ దేర్, యు మిస్డ్ ది హెడ్, ఓన్లీ టార్సో ఇస్ రిమైనింగ్, ఆర్ హెడ్ ఈస్ దేర్, ది రెస్ట్ ఈస్. ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి సర్వక్షేత్రేషు క్షేత్రజ్ఞం చాపి మాం విద్ధి, దట్ ఈస్ ది క్రూషియల్ థింగ్ దేర్. సో శంకర సర్వక్షేత్రేషు యహ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ తమ్. ఎనీవే ఐ మేడ్ ఏ స్మాల్ డీల్ అబౌట్ ఇట్, డోంట్ బాదర్. సో ఇన్ ఆల్ ది క్షేత్రాస్, సో దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ క్షేత్రాస్, సో మెనీ క్షేత్రాస్ ఆర్ దే, డోంట్ యూ కంటెస్ట్, నో నో, వీఆర్ నాట్ క్షేత్రాస్, యు ఆర్ నాట్ క్షేత్రాస్, బట్ వాట్ ఐ సీ ఆర్ క్షేత్రాస్ ఓన్లీ బికాజ్ ఇదం. సో ఆల్ ది క్షేత్రాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ క్షేత్రాస్ దెన్ యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ దట్ మెనీ క్షేత్రజ్ఞాస్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ది సాంఖ్యా సిస్టమ్ ఆఫ్ ఫిలాసఫీ. సో సాంఖ్యాస్ హ్యావ్ ఎ సూత్ర, ది కపిల సాంఖ్య సూత్రాస్, దే ఆర్ లాస్ట్ ఇన్ టైమ్, బట్ ఎ ఫ్యూ సూత్రాస్ ఆర్ అవైలబుల్, దే ఆర్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్, దే ఆర్ కలెక్టెడ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ సిటింగ్ ఇట్ వన్ ప్లేస్. దే ఆర్ ది ఓన్లీ సూత్రాస్ అవైలబుల్ ఆఫ్ కపిల మహర్షి. సో వన్ ఆఫ్ ది సూత్రాస్ ఈజ్ పురుష బహుత్వం సిద్ధం. పురుష ఇస్ ఎ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ, దట్ ఈస్ ది నేమ్ గివెన్ టు క్షేత్రజ్ఞ బై సాంఖ్యాస్. దే ఆల్సో సే క్షేత్ర అండ్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ, బట్ దే యూస్ ది వర్డ్ పురుష ప్రకృతి. పురుష ఇస్ ఎ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ, ప్రకృతి ఈజ్ క్షేత్ర, దట్ లాంగ్వేజ్ దే యూస్. ఆల్సో ఎల్స్వేర్ జ్ఞేయ ఇస్ ఎ క్షేత్ర, జ్ఞాన ఇస్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ, దట్ వే ఆల్సో ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్డ్, జ్ఞాన వెర్సెస్ జ్ఞేయ. ఎనీవే, సో సాంఖ్యాస్ కపిలాచార్య, కపిల భగవాన్, నాట్ కపిల భగవాన్, కపిల మహర్షి, హీ సెడ్ పురుష బహుత్వం సిద్ధం. సి ప్రకృతి క్షేత్ర బహుత్వం సిద్ధం, క్షేత్రాస్ ఆర్ మెనీ, దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ కంటెస్టెడ్, క్షేత్రాస్ ఆర్ మెనీ, బట్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో మెనీ, దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ హీ సేస్. వై? సో దేర్ వాజ్ ఎ డిస్కషన్ బిట్వీన్ Sankhya and Shankara. In the Bhashyas, this discussion is there. Actually, the discussion happened. That is not what I am saying. So, in the Bhashya, there is a discussion. So, Kapila says, Sankhya says, Purusha Bahutvam Siddham. The plurality of Kshetrajna is an accomplished fact. Kshetrajnas are many. Why? Because Kshetras are many. Kshetras are many. క్షేత్రజ్ఞాస్ ఆర్ మెనీ. నౌ ది క్షేత్ర బహుత్వం, ద మల్టిప్లిసిటీ ఆఫ్ ది క్షేత్రాస్, వై షుడ్ ఇట్ బికమ్ ది కాజ్ ఫర్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ బహుత్వం? ఇఫ్ క్షేత్రాస్ ఆర్ మెనీ, దెన్ వై క్షేత్రజ్ఞాస్ షుడ్ బి మెనీ? దట్ దే హ్యావ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ లైక్ ఆస్కింగ్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఎ బిలియన్ డ్యూ డ్రాప్స్ and now sun is reflected. Dewdrops are many, reflections are many. The reflected is not the truth, the reflecting is the truth. The sun who is reflecting is the truth. The reflection of the sun is a trick of the eyesight and mind, it is not the truth. You don't have a reflection there, only the reflecting is the truth. So now, because dewdrops are many and you see many reflections, obviously, therefore the suns, if sun is reflecting, there must be many suns. This argument of Sankhya is akin to that, similar to that. Sankhya, you know how they argue? You see, all the people are not born at the same time, they are born at different times, births are different, deaths are different. Also organs are different. Some have good eyesight, some don't have that good eyesight. Their eyesight is weak. Some don't have eyesight at all. So organs are different. Actions are different. They do multiple actions, different actions. Some do good things, some do bad things. All kinds of actions are different.
Then composition of gunas, the very crucial thing for Sankhya people, they are also different. For example, one person is more sattvic than rajas and tapas, than rajas and tamas. He is a scholarly person. Another person is more active, less scholarship and more active. These activists are like that. Not all of them, but they tend to be like that. Because energy is gone in activism, so not much energy is left for knowing things. And so chikirshavaha, natu jijnyasavaha. They want to do, they have a desire to do, and no desire, or very less desire to know. Anyway, so they are rajas people, rajoguna people. Then there are tamoguna people. This couch potato watching the TV and a remote control so that you need not get up. So this is the tamoguna. So that is the dominant guna. Occasionally is okay, but that is the dominating guna. They are different people. So this way, so many variations are there. So how many I have counted? Birth, death, organs, actions and composition of gunas, 5 I have counted. You can count another 5 easily. So many differences are there. Therefore, purusha bahutvam siddham means kshetrajnyas are many. This is the Sankhya, their stand, the stand of Sankhyas. Then Shankara raises a serious objection to this. He says, okay, I agree with you. The kshetras are many. But because kshetras are many, therefore kshetrajnas are many. How do you get that kind of a conclusion? Where from you got it? Then Sankhya said, just now I told you, birth, death, actions, compositions of gunas, organs, sense organs, etc., they are all different. Therefore, kshatrajnas are different. Then Shankara asks, is birth intrinsic to kshetra or kshatrajna? Is birth a quality of purusha or a quality of prakriti? Hey Sankhya, you tell. How do you look at it? Birth is the quality of prakriti, not purusha. Purusha is not born. Even Sankhyas don't agree that purusha is born. They say purusha is not born. Only prakriti is born. Okay, death, is it intrinsic to purusha or prakriti? Purusha doesn't die, only prakriti dies. Okay. Now, you tell, O Sankhya, you tell. Actions are there. There is no question about it. There are actions. Now this actor, actor means not movie actor. Action, actor, okay? So the actor, is prakriti the actor or purusha the actor? Who is the actor? So Sankhyas say, it is the kshetra who is the actor, not kshetrajna. Then gunas are there. The gunas, are they the composites or the elements of the prakriti or are they the elements of the purusha? They are the elements of prakriti only. Then why do you say kshetrajna is many based on birth, death, actions, composition of gunas, etc. of the kshetras? So if kshetras are different, then they are different. Why kshetrajna should be different? Like, you put 10 pots with water in sun. It is like, pot is like the body, water inside is like the mind. That's why that is the example. Now you have 10 reflections. But the truth of every reflection is the same sun. And therefore, the pots are different. The water in the pots, that is different. Some pots may have good water, clean water, some pots may have dirty water. And the reflections are different because one reflection is very brilliant, other reflection is very dull, depending upon the nature of water. The reflections are different, but the source because of which so many reflections are happening, that source, is it one or is it many? It is one. How can it be one when the parts are many? It's a wrong question. How can it be one when the waters are different? It's wrong. How can it be one when the reflections are different? Again wrong. It is one. Why? Because it is one. You see, how we say is, you say many. Is there any reason for bheda? It's not the question of discovering the oneness or any such thing. You say many. What is the hetu for many, for manyness? What is the hetu? You establish your manyness. If you fail to establish your manyness, what remains is one only. That is sesha. Sishyate sesha saunjnyaha. That is what remains. We need not establish oneness, because we are not oneness people. We are advaita people. The absence of duality, that is what we are. We are negating people. We are not oneness, that is not, we are not ekatva people. We are advaita people. Somebody asked me, are you an astika or a nastika? I was asked. I told, I am neither. Then who are you? I am an advaiti. I am neither nastika nor astika. Because astika has some funny meaning and nastika has its opposite meaning. I do not fit into either one of them. I am advaiti. Astika means I believe in a God somewhere. That is astika. I am not astika, I am not nastika. I am advaiti. So, therefore, advaiti need not make any effort to establish the advaita. It is the dvaiti who has to prove his plurality. And when dvaiti fails to prove his plurality, what remains is advaita only. It need not be established. It is siddham. Therefore, sarva kshetreshu kshetrajnyam, not kshetrajnyan. Sarva kshetreshu one kshetrajnya. This is called a samanadhikaranyam. Asi, you know. Asi means identity. Identity between whom? Kshetrajnyanchapi mam vidhi. So there are two steps here. Within this there are two steps. The first step is the plurality of the kshetra, sarva kshetreshu, does not make kshetrajnya plural. That is the first step. Therefore we say sarva kshetreshu kshetrajnyaha. Make it prathama ekavachanam. It is dvitiya ekavachanam. Second case, first case is all right, because mam is made to aham. So both are same case, called samanadhikaranyam, some technical language. So the kshetrajna is aham. That is the vakya. That is the samanadhikaranyam. Suppose you say kshetrajna is of aham, of, that is not samanadhikaranya. Kshetrajna is in aham, on aham, that is not samanadhikaranya. Kshetrajna is from aham, not samanadhikaranya. Kshetrajna is for aham, not samanadhikaranya. Kshetrajna is by aham, with aham, not samanadhikaranya. Kshetrajna is aham, that is samanadhikaranya. Same case ending. So kshetrajnyaha aham. That is the second step. In the first step is very crucial step. You have to arrive at that first step. There is the same kshetrajnya in all of us. Let us take this small group of 100 people. There is the same kshetrajnya in all of us. How can that be? You are sitting on a high seat and we are all sitting below. How can there be same kshetrajnya? You are wrong again. That is kshetra. Sitting kshetra is sitting above, kshetra is sitting below. Kshetra is white, kshetra is black. Kshetra is male, kshetra is female. You don't bring all these qualities of kshetra to kshetrajnya. Between you and me, there is a lot different. And there is some common also. For example, your body is different, my body is different. Your mind is different, my mind is different. Your ego is different, my ego is different. Your position is different, my position is different. Your ashrama is different, my ashrama is different. All those are different. But the panchabhutas in your body, are they different from these panchabhutas? No. The life in your body, is it different from this life? The same thing can be put in a different way. The life-giving air that you breathe, is it different from the life-giving air that I breathe? No. Same life-giving air we both are breathing. That means vayu, namaste vayo. So the same life is animating the body in you as well as in me. Life is the same. Then the witnessing awareness, kshetra is different. Kshetrajna, the awareness, the light of awareness, that makes the kshetra shine there. And the light of awareness that makes the kshetra shine here. Is it same or is it different? It is obviously the same. The same light illumines you, the same light illumines me. The same sun illumines you, the same sun illumines me. The same atma illumines you, the same atma illumines me. Therefore, life is one. Awareness is one, being is one, atma is one. So, there is difference between you and me, there is oneness between you and me, commonality between you and me. Okay, then dvaita advaitam. Both are true? No. What is different between you and me is unreal. Kshetra, I told you, anuruta it is. Anuruta, it is unreal. Whereas, what is common between you and me is the real thing. So now, advaita or ekatvam is siddham. Therefore, sarvakshetreshu kshetrajnam. That is first step. The second step of the samanadhikaranya, I will not finish it in this class. I will do it next class. So I need to have some material for the next class also. So that will go to next class. Now it won't be finished. Therefore, so you remember this verse coming from elsewhere, from in Gita only. Avibhaktam vibhakteshu anavastheshvavasthitam. So, mahantam vihumatmanam matvadhiro na shochati. I think that is the second half. The first half, in the multiple, the one, undivided. In the changeful, anavastheshu, avasthitam, the changeless. It is like many bulbs are glowing, but electricity is one. Some example. So, many life forms, many bodies are animated by the same vayu, by the same life. Similarly, all kshetras are illumined by the same kshetrajna. This is not some theoretical discussion or utopian vision. This is the truth that we have to assimilate and we have to learn to live it. For example, here is a gentleman who is saying something against me. Now what I do is, it is the mind. It is the mind. And it is the ego. I don't mind. It's okay. Because the witnessing awareness is one and the same. The atma is one and the same. So, I don't grudge him. Because it is not he. His essential atma and my atma is one and the same. So, I don't have an issue with the atma. Because atma is one and the same. It is only with the mind and body there is an issue. It is the mind. The mind is like that. Whether it is my mind or his mind. Its nature is a folly. Folly is its nature. It goes in the wrong direction. That is what the mind is. And therefore I understand it. And therefore I smile. There is no issue at all. This way, you look at the other person not as an entity other than you. You look at the other person as the life, as the awareness behind the kshetra. illuminating and animating the kshetra. And at that level, he is no different from you. You and I are one. We are just the one. It is like the ocean adjoining China is called China Sea. The ocean adjoining India is called Indian Sea. The ocean adjoining Arabia is called Arabian Sea. It is just one ocean. It is the upadhi that gives us the notion of a separation. Similarly, the kshetrajna, the chaitanyam, the awarefulness, that is animating that body, and it is given a name. And the kshetrajna here is given another name, based on the distinction in the upadhi. The reflecting reality, kshetrajna, is just one. Sarvakshetreshu kshetrajnam. In innumerable kshetras, there is only one kshetrajna. What is real in you, what is real in me, is one and the same. What is unreal in you, what is unreal in me, what is changeful in you, what is changeful in me, they are different. Doesn't matter. The characters on the movie screen are many and different. But the light that illuminates all of them is just one and the same. And the name of that light is Kshetrajnaha. That is one and the same in all Kshetras. That is the topic. And final step will be Kshetrajnaha Aham. We will see it next class. Om Purnamidam Purnamidam.